So if you can remember any of your prayers, pray for travel safety as we return home later today.
咁如果你可以的话咧，请为佢哋祈祷，佢哋嘅旅程祈祷。
So I have to admit,
我要去承认
I am a busy person.
我非常之忙嘅。
Or at least I can be pretty busy.
非常之忙噶。
You know, aside from being a pastor here full time.
除咗係全時間作為呢間教會嘅牧師之外
，As many of you guys know, I run a not-for-profit society.
好多都知道，我亦都係有一個非慈善機非牟利機構。
I also run a registered charity. Registered charity.
我亦都係有一個註冊咗嘅慈善機構。
But what some of you might not know，
你可能唔知道咧
，is also I'm also a student.
我亦都係一個學生。
I recently finished my grad certificate from Summit Pacific College a couple months ago.
我咧就喺高峰太平洋學院最近咧完成咗另一個嘅課程。
I just received my email last week saying, I qualify to graduate.
咁啊，上個禮拜收到個電郵話俾我知咧，我係成功咁畢業嘅。
It's just a certificate. It's nothing to be proud of. but also just last week, I started my micro certificate program at UBC.
咁咧，上個禮拜咧，我都有一個迷你嘅課程咧，係喺BC 大學嗰邊嘅西 UBC
yeah
BC 大學。
My parents not here, but like, mom, I made it to UBC finally.
咁咧，我媽媽唔喺度啦，不過我想話俾你知，阿媽我得咗啦。
It's every immigrant's parents' dream for their kids to go to UBC.
呢度可能好多咧，父母都希望仔女入咗 UBC 嘅。
So when it comes to practicing Sabbath,
来到关于实践安息呢?
I tend to find rest and renewal by doing things that I enjoy doing that I don't normally do.
我有一个方式呢，就是我会尝试去享受一些我平时不会做的事物。
And so one of those things, as some of you guys would know, is I like to go off-grid up in the mountains.
有些人你们知道呢，我喜欢是去越野旅行露营的。
But the reality is I can't go all the time.
但係事實上就係唔可以成日都去越野露營啦。
I just don't do winter camping.
因為冬天咧就冇辦法露營嘅。
So one of the alternative things I like to do for my Sabbath.
咁所以喺安息嘅時間咧，另外一個我會做嘅事就係、
是、is to learn to cook a new Chinese dish.
就係學習一個煮一味新嘅中國菜。
I might look Chinese.
我雖然個樣似中文
I only know how to
Chinese.
Oh yeah, I am Chinese. Sorry, I am Chinese. But I mainly cook Western dishes.
雖然咧我係中國人，但係我好多時候都係淨係煮西餐嘅啫。
And so occasionally for my Sabbath, I want to learn to cook something new.
咁所以咧喺安息日嘅時間咧，安息嘅時候，我想學煮一個新嘅中國菜。
So I think about what I like, what kind of Chinese food I like to eat.
咁我諗自己中意食咩中國菜啦。
And I have fun picking a dish, going shopping for ingredients.
咁我就好享受咧，係去揀呢個菜譜，跟住去買材料。
And so last weekend was one of those weekends.
咁所以上個週末就係咁啦。
Here I was chopping ingredients, not thinking about work or school.
咁我就專心喺度切啲材料啦，就唔需要再去考。擔心學校啊，工作啊。
And had this fun idea of, I should post on social media and have people guess what I was making.
咁我就有一個諗法咧，就係話，咦，我呢啲咁嘅材料整咗出嚟，不如我擺上網俾大家估下我究竟想煮咩咧。
And this is that photo.
呢個就係嗰張相啦。
What do you think? One before. No, don't skip it. Don't skip it. Go back. Go back. Go back. Well, actually, now you guys all know what I mean.
本来就想问下大家，估下我究竟想煮咩嘅。
But yeah, so I posted this. I was like, well, there's only one of two options, so it's a 50-50 guess.
咁我就摆咗呢张相之后咧，就谂下大家可能都会估两样菜式。
And so anyone who guessed on social media got it right.
咁啊，大部分人咧都估啱咗嘅。
Anyone who guessed in person got it wrong.
但係有人咧就係親自嚟話俾我知係我諗煮咩餸咧，但係估錯嘅。
Now we can show the next photo. So I made 糯米飯。
所以咧我就煮咗糯米飯啦。
Right, it was either 糯米飯 or 蘿蔔糕。
所以嗰啲材料咧，一係煮蘿蔔糕，一係煮糯米飯。
But 蘿蔔糕 I see my mom cook it. It's too much work.
但係蘿蔔糕太多嘢搞啦。
In fact.I even froze some of it that I made last week, so that I can reheat it and bring it here today.
咁咧我就儲起咗一啲咧，咁以至到今個禮拜咧可以帶嚟食嘅。
I've been planning this message for an entire week.
你要知道咧，我為咗呢個講道咧，成個禮拜就諗啦。
Smells really good.
嗯，好香喎。食啖先。What about me?
Oh,
that is fine.
No.
Oh, it's actually warm. Yeah. 係煮暖咗嘅。It's good.
Oh, there we go. Approval.
Mm-hmm. It's good, really.
If you guys want some later, just come see me after the service.
邊個想要食咧？有人揾陳傳道啊。
But like I said, this was Sabbath for me.
呢個咧就係對呢個係對於我嚟講嘅安息。
I wanted to cook something new.
我想煮一啲新菜式。
Learn something new.
學一啲新嘢。
And honestly, I made a big batch of it, as you can see in the photo.
我煮咗好大兜。
Because I wanted to be generous and share it with other people.
因為我希望好慷慨，可以將呢一個菜式分俾其他人。
And as good as it tasted.
因為好味啦，係咪？
It didn't look that good.
其實個樣咧就唔係咁靚仔。
It was. I think I overcooked it.
可能咧，我煮耐咗少少。
So the texture was like mushy.
所以咧有啲。
Yeah, it doesn't wish you. So it's just too embarrassing for me to share.
咁所以咧，我就覺得，哎呀，唔好意思，俾大家食。
But that was me practicing Sabbath.
呢個就係我點樣實踐安息。
I found rest and renewal.
因為我喺當中得到更新。
By doing something totally different than what I normally do day to day.
做一啲我平常日常唔會做嘅事。
And I wanted to be generous and share it with people.
並且將呢一個成果係好慷慨嘅同其他人分享。
So I wanted to start today's message off at the beginning, right at the end, the big idea for today's message.
所以今朝早一開始嘅時候咧，想俾大家知道我哋嘅核心信息。
And that is Sabbath produces generosity.
就係安息日產生嘅係慷慨。
If you're following the notes, you can fill in the blanks.
如果你跟住你嘅筆記嘅話，你可以填上呢啲空位。
The Sabbath produces generosity, not laziness.
安息日產生嘅係慷慨，而唔係怠懶。
You see, Sabbath confronts exhaustion by forcing a weekly stop.
其實因為安息日係令到我哋必須要停落嚟。
And what that does for us is that Sabbath then creates margin for us.
然後安息日被喺我哋嘅生命裏邊空出一個範圍。
And it's in this margin where generosity grows.
然後喺呢個範圍裏邊，我哋嘅慷慨感可以更增加。
Because the reality is you can't give what you don't have.
因為實際就係如果你冇擁有，你好難付出去。
But when people have margin.
但當你有呢一個咁嘅空間嘅時候。
When people believe they have enough.
而你相信你自己係擁有嘅時候。
They give more freely.
你就會更多慷慨嘅付出。
Today we are wrapping up our series on practicing Sabbath, times, talents, and treasures.
我哋今日咧就係去完結我哋呢個實踐安息嘅系列。
And over the last 2 weeks, we were looking at how Sabbath is not just a day, but a condition of being a follower of Jesus.
咁我哋上個禮拜睇到咧，實踐安息唔係只係話單純嗰一日。而反而係我哋嘅生命係一個跟隨主嘅。
So if you are a follower of Jesus,
所以如果你係跟隨主嘅人
，you need to practice Sabbath.
你就要實踐安息。
But how we practice Sabbath can look different.
但係我哋點樣實踐安息，每個人都唔同。
And so today we will look at how a byproduct of practicing Sabbath is being generous with your treasures.
而我哋今日睇嘅就係當我哋實踐安息嘅時候，我哋會產生咗嘅後果就係變成慷慨。
And so today's passage is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6-11, and we'll read this together.
我哋今日睇嘅經文喺哥林多後書九章六至到十一節。少種的少收，多種的多收，這話是真的。各人要隨本心所著定的，不要作難，不要勉強。因為捐得樂意的人是神所喜悅的，神能將各樣的恩惠多多地加給你們，使你們凡事常常充足，能多行各樣善事。如經上所記，他施捨錢財，周濟貧窮，他的仁義存到永遠。那賜種給撒種的，賜糧給人吃的，必多多加給你們種地的種子，又增添你們仁義的果子，叫你們凡事富足。可以多多施舍，就藉着我们使感谢归于神。
And so our first point today is that giving reveals what we believe about God.
今日第一点就是奉献显示出我们对神的真实信念。
See, here we see Paul using a farming analogy for this passage.
我们见到保罗在这里用一个作农作物的比喻。
Because a wise farmer would not plant something if they're not expecting anything in return.
因为农夫呢如果不是期望着会有收成的话呢他不会种这只种子的。
A wise farmer wouldn't risk an entire season of growth on growing something that he won't, that he knows won't grow anything in return.
一个有智慧的农夫他不会种一样东西而知道这样东西明明不会有得收割的。
A wise farmer will sow generously because they are expecting to reap generously.
而这个有智慧的农夫呢他是会很慷慨地去撒种因为他知道他是会有得收成。
And so what this does is it moves the conversation away from amounts and towards faith.
所以我们今天要想的不是单单是说这个数量的问题而是我们的信心问题。
Because if God is the source,
因为如果神是我们的源头
then holding on to our treasures,That doesn't make sense.
而我们紧紧抓住自己的资源呢其实是不合理的。
And if God isn't our source,
如果神不是我们的资源的话呢
then generosity will feel reckless.
那这个的慷慨的话呢就可能就都不是合理的。
And so Pastor Andy reminded us last week,
那好像上个礼拜安牧师提醒我们
that everything we own really belongs to God.
我们所拥有的一切都是属于神的。
As we see in Psalms 24, verse 1, that the earth is the Lord's and everything in it.
就好像在诗篇24章1节那里我们见到他说地和其中所充满的都是属于神的。
In Deuteronomy, it says, Remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth.
在箴命记八章那里也说你要纪念耶和华你的神因为得财货的力量是他给你的。
And in James, that says, Every good and perfect gift is from above.
雅各书里面说各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的。
You see, giving reveals whether we trust God or money.
所以可以给我们见得到奉献给我们见得到我们真正所相信依靠的究竟是财宝还是神。
Because money provides security, right?
因为金钱拥有的话令我们有安全感。
You know, when you have money, you feel secure, you feel your future is secure.
当你拥有金钱的话，你觉得你有安全感，你将来都有安全感。
We know that money promises control.
因为金钱都俾我哋觉得有一个掌控权。
Because if you have money, you have control of your life.
你有金钱，你就可以掌控你嘅生命。
And your decisions.
你嘅决定。
We believe that money provides promises independence.
亦都金钱俾我哋有呢个自由。
That you don't have to depend on someone to take care of you.
你唔需要依靠别人去照顾你。
But
但是,
when we trust in God,
我们相信依靠神的话,
in Proverbs it says, Honor the Lord with your wealth, then your barns will be filled.
在箴言里面他说到, 我们要是以一切的我们的财宝去尊荣耶和华, 那我们的仓库就会满足。
In 1 Timothy it says, Do not put your hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but put your hope in God.
我们不要依靠钱财因为它是无定的钱财要依靠耶和华厚赐百物给我们的神。
The Lord provides things beyond what we can see in front of us.
因为神所供应给我们的是我们看不到前面的它都会供应。
The Lord's provision goes beyond the immediate.
因为神的供应是超越我们今天的需要。
Goes beyond whatever 5-year or 10-year plan that you have.
甚至是我们对自己人生有的五年、十年计划。
Putting our trust in God, and He will take care of things that's beyond what we're thinking now.
因为只要你依靠神的话，神就系会系照顾我哋、看顾我哋今日直到未来嘅需要。
At this church, I had the opportunity to serve on the board when I was younger.
当我年纪轻啲嘅时候咧，我有机会喺呢教会嘅执事会侍奉。
And one of the things that we practice here and that we still do today,
有一样嘢我哋去实践嘅，我今日仍然做嘅。
Is that we tithe what we receive to district office.
就是教会我们将所有奉献收入的十分之一我们奉献给区会。
And so this is how district office is able to do their things that they do because we churches tithe to them.
咁以至到咧區會咧，佢哋可以收到呢啲十一奉獻之後咧，係服侍翻教會。
And then I was serving on district at district office as one of the children's and family ministry cluster leaders.
咁然後我有亦都有機會咧喺區會裏邊咧喺呢個兒童家庭事工裏邊服侍。
And so when I was at district office, I realized, oh, district office also tithes to national office.
咁然後我發覺咧，當我喺區會服侍嘅時候咧，原來區會咧亦都係會十分之一俾總會嘅。
And so that's how national office is able to do the things that they do.
以至到咧總會咧能夠係對每一個嘅地區都有能夠服侍。
And so that's how I thought that's how things go.
我就諗呢個就係應該運行嘅方式。
Until I started working at a larger church.
直至到我去到一間比較大啲嘅教會裏邊服侍。
And I found out that this POC church was not tithing to district office.
我發覺原來呢一間屬於神召會嘅教會咧，佢係冇對區會十分一奉獻嘅噃。
I didn't know it was optional.
我唔知道原來呢個係可以選擇嘅。
But it wasn't my business, so I didn't really think much of it.
咁當然亦都唔係我嘅責任啦，咁我就冇特別諗。
But a few years later, that this church had a new pastor come in.
但直至幾年之後咧，嗰間教會咧有一個新嘅牧師嚟到。
And one of the things that he did was he made sure the church start tithing to district office.
嗰位新嘅牧師有一樣嘢做嘅，就係確保佢哋嘅教會係有做十一奉獻。
And it was to honor God and the things he has done provided for that church.
因為咁樣做係要去尊榮神，係去紀念神對嗰間教會做嘅事。
And it was here that I actually got to see Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9 to 10 come into action.
係就係咁嘅情況之下，我就見得到原來箴言三章九節係點樣實踐出嚟嘅。
It's because this church started tithing, that their barns were starting to get filled.
就係話當你去十一奉獻嘅時候咧，我哋嘅倉庫就會有餘。
That they will pay off their mortgage.
佢哋可以付滿咗佢哋嘅 mortgage 係咩？按揭。
That they're able to do renovations and expansions.
亦都可以擴展佢哋嘅教會去裝修佢哋嘅。
They're able to increase their outreach activities and missions.
特別係喺佢哋嘅外展同埋宣教事工上面更多擴展。
And they saw growth in their churches.
並且
in the church.
喺佢哋嘅教會裏邊見到有人數嘅增長。
As far as I know, today they are about 2.5 times bigger than when I left that church.
咁所以咧，今日咧係佢哋已經增長咗2.5倍噶啦。
Now it wasn't because they gave offering to district office.
咁當然唔係單單係因為佢哋將啲錢俾咗區會啦。
It wasn't because of money.
唔係因為錢嘅問題。
It's because they trusted God.
原因係佢哋相信神。
It was to honor what the Lord has provided for the church.
呢個行動係尊榮咗神。
Which then leads to our second point.
我哋去到第二點。
That God wants the heart, not the amount.
神看重嘅係心而唔係金額。
See, what Paul writes here, throws out the idea that giving is about amount.
所以保羅喺度所講嘅話咧，呢個嘅奉獻咧，唔單止係純粹一個行動。
He throws out the idea that generosity is about amount.
而慷慨亦都唔係單純講到金額。
He throws out the idea that giving is a transaction.
奉獻唔係純粹一個嘅交易。
Because see, that kind of view makes it appear that God is after money or payment.
因為咁樣諗法嘅時候咧，你會覺得神係想要你嘅錢。
No, He's after trust, faith, and love.
但神想要嘅係你對佢嘅信任。
See, God has always prioritized the heart.
因為神永遠都係將我哋嘅心擺喺首位。
And looking at the heart is not just a New Testament idea.
睇人嘅心唔單止係新約嘅講法。
We see in 1 Samuel chapter 16 where it says the Lord does not look at the things people look at. The Lord looks at the heart.
因為喺舊約撒母耳記上嘅時候，佢講到話耶和華不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和華是看內心。
Or in Proverbs chapter 4, he writes, it says, above all else, guard your heart.For everything you do, flow from it.
又喺箴言里边亦都讲，你要保守你嘅心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出的。
I am reminded of Mark chapter 12.
我谂起马可福音第十二章
，where Jesus was at the temple watching people give offering.
就系主耶稣喺圣殿里边睇住人哋奉献。
And it says in that the passage that the rich people were throwing in large amounts.
在经文里面讲到话，那些富有的人是摆很大量的金钱。
I'm not sure if they were literally throwing, but I'm just imagining people just.
他當然不是這樣扔錢在奉獻箱上啦
But then a poor widow came.
但有一個貧窮的寡婦
And put in two very small copper coins.
放下兩個小錢
What did Jesus do?
耶穌說什麼呢?
Jesus called all the disciples over.
耶穌叫了他的門徒聚埋
Because the disciples were doing whatever they're doing, but he called them over.
門徒不知道做什麼,不過主耶穌召集他們來
And made them watch.
叫他們看著
And helped them understand what was happening.
幫他們理解這件事
That the rich people were giving out of their excess.
這些富足的人,他們所奉獻的是他們有餘
While the widow gave from what she needed.
但是這個寡婦所奉獻的,他自己所需要的,他的一切
Aside from the church, I also give regularly to other organizations as the Spirit leads.
So, 除了自己教會之外,我對其他的一些機構,我都有經常奉獻的。
And most of them are like monthly supports.
有很多就是,我都是每個月是定期去供應他們的。
Now, I don't keep track of how much I give in a year.
沒有特別去記錄我一年究竟奉獻了多少。
But it's more than 10% because I tie 10% and then offerings on top of that.
肯定超過10分之一的了,因為我本身已經10分之一奉獻了給教會,然後再之外再奉獻。
Now, I do know it's a large chunk of money.
我都知道是一個不少的金額。
Because of how much tax return I get.
因為我就知道退稅我究竟可以收到多少。
And ever since I started working, I had started to give.
因為我開始工作的時候,我就開始奉獻。
And it wasn't like I was making a lot of money.
當然我不是很多收入,很多啦。 You
know, I was either a student or was early in my career.
很多時候我都是一個學生啦,或者我都在發展我的事工啦。
But it still didn't really hit me how much I gave until the day I got a letter from CRA.
我從來都沒有想過究竟我奉獻了多少,直到有一天我收到是加拿大稅局給我一封信。
And CRA sent me a letter, they want a proof, 3 years worth of proof of donation receipts that I actually gave that much.
加拿大稅局叫我將過去三年我的退稅收條要去證明給他們看。
It was then I realized, okay, maybe I was giving an abnormal amount of money for my age at the time.
我就會想,可能我真的以我的年紀來說,我所奉獻的金額是一般人來說覺得不正常。
Now, it hasn't stopped me from giving.
當然沒有停止我去奉獻啦。
But I did pass the audit.
我都過了這個稅局的調查啦。
And they've never sent me a letter since.
之後呢,他都沒有再寄信給我啦。
Now, I share this story not just as encouragement to everyone.
這個故事呢,不單止是希望大家鼓勵到大家。
But proof.
但證明。
Especially to the younger generation in this room.
特別對在我們教會裏面年輕的一代。
That generosity has no minimum age.
而這個對神的慷慨是沒有最低年齡的。
It has no minimum amount.
沒有最低金額的。
And I encourage you to start giving young.
我是鼓勵你從小開始奉獻。
Give God your heart and watch how He will take care of you.
將你的心交給神,看看祂怎樣會看顧你。
The last point is this.
最後一點。
That God supplies the seeds and the bread.
神是供應種子和糧食。
See, this verse helps reframe how we see treasures.
這個經文幫助我們重新去看我們怎樣看我們的財寶。
That bread is what you need to live.
因為糧食就是我們需要賴以生存的。
And seed is what God gave you to steward.
而種子就是神交託給你去做好管家的。
So what it is saying here in this passage is that God supplies you with treasures for you to steward well for the kingdom.
即是說神是供應你糧食,以致你可以在祂天國的事工上有參與。
While He supplies you bread that you need to live on.
不好意思,我調亂了。神給你有種子,使你可以參加祂的工作。神也給你有糧食,知道你的需要。
See, in the four Gospels, there is a story about Jesus feeding the 5,000.
在福音書裏面有一個比喻,就是主耶穌講到關於有五千財寶的。
It might be a story that you're very familiar with. That Jesus was preaching one day to at least 5,000 people.
主耶穌對有五千個人。
And then later in the afternoon, the 12 disciples went up to him and said, you know, Lord, we need to send them away so they can get food and lodging.
咁對佢哋講到之後咧，過咗成日，然後門徒同主耶穌講話：你要遣散佢哋翻去啦。
And Jesus goes, well, why don't you give it yourself?
咁主耶穌話：不如你俾嘢佢哋食啦。
And disciple says, well, we only have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
而門徒就話：我哋擁有嘅只係5饼2鱼。
So then Jesus told them to sit in groups of 50, and after giving thanks, broke bread and handed it out.
咁主耶穌就叫佢哋個個坐低，攞咗5饼2鱼。祝謝咗就開始擘開啦。
And at the end of the day, they collected 12 baskets of leftover.
咁然後將啲餅傳開，到最後居然剩咗12篮嘅食物。
See in this story, the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish represent the bread that is mentioned in verse 10 of this passage.
咁呢度嘅主耶穌五餅二故事裏邊嘅餅，其實就好似保羅呢度所講嘅糧食。
It's food that people need to live on.
係人哋係我哋每人需要嘅。
But at the same time, Jesus saw the same five small loaves of bread and 2 fish as seed in verse 10.
同樣嘅，主耶穌亦都睇呢五餅二魚咧，係好似種子一樣。
Seed which God had given them to steward well for all these people.
因為係種子就係神所賜俾我哋，以致我哋可以參與佢嘅工作。
Bread reminds us that God cares about our daily needs.
糧食提醒我哋，神眷顾我哋每日嘅需要。
It's not a luxury.
呢个唔系一个嘅奢侈嘅。
It's survival.
系我哋必须以赖以生存嘅。
Trusting God doesn't mean neglecting basic needs.
当然，去倚靠神唔代表话我哋忘记自己本身嘅需要。
Being generous doesn't mean neglecting basic needs.
我哋去慷慨唔等于忘记我哋自身嘅需要。
But bread represents God taking care of us.
但是我糧食代表了神眷顧我們。
For those familiar with Exodus when Israel had left Egypt.
如果大家熟悉關於出埃及記的故事的話。
And Jesus provided manna for them to eat.
神是賜給他們有瑪拿。
And he had said, only take what you need for that day.
他們對他說話，對以色列人說話，只是拿每日的份。
It's bread that they need.
这个就是他们需要的，每日的需要。
But the seed reminds us that God invites us into participation.
但是种子提醒我们，我们要参与神的工作。
That seed is not for consumption.
种子不是来给我们自己享用的。
It's for sowing.
是要去撒播出去的。
In Genesis chapter 12, when God had blessed Abraham,
当在创世纪神祝福亚伯拉罕的时候，
It says that God's Abraham's blessing is to bless others.
亚伯拉罕得到祝福嘅原因系佢要亦都要叫别人得福。
Or in Luke it says the seed is the word of God.
亦好似路加福音讲，种子就系神嘅道。
That is meant to be multiplied.
系需要去倍增嘅。
See, God supplies both so that we don't have to hoard.
神供应呢两样，即系种子同粮食，使到我哋唔需要去囤积。
Hoarding assumes that God will stop providing.
我哋去囤积嘅话，其实嘅意思，我哋就系唔相信神会供应。
Trust assumes that He won't. Oh, sorry. Trust assumes that He won't stop providing. That He will provide.
相信神嘅意思即系话，我哋相信神系会不断嘅去供应。
If we go back to Pastor Andy's example for the last 2 weeks, he used something called the 80-10-10 principle.
咁如果我哋去諗翻上兩個禮拜我哋講到嘅內容咧，安牧師提到有一個10-10-80嘅比例。
He said 80% is used for your daily needs.
80% 咧係俾你自己嘅每日需要。
That's your bread.
呢個係你嘅糧食。
That's what you need to live on.
呢個係我哋倚靠生存嘅。
10% goes to God.
10%咧去獻俾神。
That's your seed.
呢個係你嘅種子。
That 10% to the church.That we collectively that so that we can collectively steward well for the kingdom.
10% 咧就系奉献咗俾教会之后，我哋整个教会一个群体好好嘅管理系去做神嘅工。
And then he said 10% goes to your savings.
然后仲有10%咧系你嘅储蓄。
Which then I say, well, then it's for bread or seed. That's your choice.
咁你储蓄咗呢10%之后咧，你可以放喺种子或者粮食上边。
Sabbath.Doesn't make us passive.
安息日唔系令到我哋消极被动。
It makes us free.
反而令我哋得着自由。
Free from anxiety.
叫我哋唔需要焦虑。
Free from constantly striving to do more.
唔需要再不斷嘅去催逼自己做得更多。
Free from pressure。
唔需要再去有壓力。
Free to give joyfully。
可以好喜樂嘅去奉獻付出。
The margin we gain from Sabbath frees us to be generous with our treasures。
我哋從安實踐安息日裏邊得到呢一個嘅空間，係能夠我哋係去係去服侍。
Treasures to help someone who needs a little boost。
我哋得到嘅財寶係可以讓我哋去幫助別人，讓佢哋都得到提升。
Treasures to help support the work of a charity。
或者我哋可以利用呢啲嘅金錢去幫助一啲嘅慈善機構。
Or treasures to help increase the work of the local church。
或者我哋用嘅財寶係去幫助本地嘅教會更多做神嘅事。
So let me say the big idea again。
所以讓我再重新一次講今日嘅核心信息。
The Sabbath produces generosity,
not laziness.
So the invitation is simple. Give yourself margin.
容讓自己有這個的空間。
Margin that would enable you to be joyfully generous.
這個空間就是你可以很喜樂地去慷慨。
To joyfully serve the Lord in different capacities.
好喜樂嘅係用唔同嘅方式程度去服侍神。
To find rest and renewal，
能夠得到安息同埋更新。
Can you stand with me？
請你同我一同起立。
We're just going to head into a time of response。
我哋有一段回應嘅時候。
And I want you guys to consider this question。
想大家諗下呢個問題。
What have you been doing for Sabbath？
你喺實踐安息上面，你有咩行動咧
？Or what has Sabbath done for you？
或者安息日對你有咩意義
？Sabbath is not just a rest。
安息日唔單止話我嗰日乜嘢都唔做。
A break when you feel like it。
或者你只係覺得我可以停低工作。
But a condition of being a follower of Jesus。
但係我哋既然作為主耶穌嘅跟隨者
，as we sing our last song for today。
当我哋再唱今日最后呢首歌嘅时候
，We're also going to have a time of prayer。
我哋有一个祷告嘅时间
，So we'll invite the prayer people to come up。
我哋邀请祈祷服侍嘅弟兄姊妹上前。
Now whether it be a Sabbath or anything else, you know, we are here to pray for you。
无论我哋系喺呢度，愿意任何时间都为你哋祈祷。
We just encourage you just to reflect and seek God。
我哋邀请你去。思考，去想思考神。